I was actually looking for a school that is completely different from the places I worked before. A place that is small, with people who are concerned and caring for each other. And then I saw the place, Petersburg. I said, okay, so what's in Petersburg? And then I checked, like, how many people live here? What are the things that you can find here? And then, I don't know, for some reason, I found it like, maybe that's a place for me. I want to start a whole new life here in Petersburg, wherein it's not going to be too many people. So I said, Petersburg might be the perfect place for me. So this is where I want to work, if given a chance to work here. And I'm very thankful that, you know, Miss Erica, our superintendent, and also Miss Cindy Fry, the director of special ed, gave me a chance to work here.
Tell me about working in special education. Why is that what you chose to teach?
Well, I believe that I was born to teach students with special needs. When I was like 6 years old or 7 years old, we had this neighbor of ours who couldn't speak. And I guess among her friends, I was the only one who could understand her. You know, I didn't know anything about, you know, deaf and hard of hearing, but I was using my natural gestures, facial expression, and then my sign, not really sign language, but something like to communicate with her. And she understand what I'm saying. So since then, I said to myself, oh, I want to communicate with people who have needs like her.
How do you know that you're succeeding with your students?
The goal of my student is for them to communicate. You know, it could be it's either using verbally or probably sign language or using some devices. I know that the goal's being met if, for example, I can see that reflection to my students. Like, for example, I asked a simple question and then she was able to answer that question. Like, I don't have to repeat my question. It's just like I can see the reflection, and then I will get the feedback from the parents that it's the student is actually using that at home. It's not just in the school setting. At home and then in the community as well.
Is communication the sort of central goal with your students always?
Basically, yes. Mostly, most of my students, that's the big, that's the big concern for all of us. Because it's important for us, you know, that they'll be able to communicate with us their needs, their wants, and simple greetings and goodbyes, and then be able to tell us what do they, probably if they're asking for help. So that's the main goal of, for our students at home, at school, and everywhere.
Do you get feedback from parents?
Yes.
Do they see the difference?
Yes. The good thing here, is that parents are, they actually ask you. That's a good. They're very proactive when it comes to the education of their children, and I really like that. So far, I'm hearing good feedback that, like for example, one of my students, the parent said that she taught him how to use sign language before. And then, her son stopped because no one communicates with him using sign language. He saw me signing. It's automatic that he signed back to me. And I got excited. I said, wow, I didn't know that this student know how to use sign language. And then I started signing with him and so with my other students. So they responded positively. And then the parents said that they like that because that's another way of communication. Again, the goal is for them to be able to communicate.